You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal and Engineer Jim back in beautiful Henderson, Nevada. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a good one today. We're getting that Hall of Fame flavor again, because we are still collectively basking in the greatness, the celebration, the everything of Tom Flores and Charles Woodson being part of the newest class of the 2021 for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And while they have not yet been inducted, that will come later this summer. What we can do is just celebrate the moment. Is just enjoy this. It has been a rough go for all of us the past year, let's call it, and we finally got some good news in terms of the Silver and Black, the Raider Nation family, Tom Flores and Seawood going into the Hall. So today, on the pod, we are going to talk to Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett. And first off, let me just say this. For those of you who have listened to this show for a time, you know how much I adore Jim Plunkett. Plunk is the best. Back in the olden days, in the before times, pre-COVID, Plunk would come into the facility every Wednesday to shoot some segments for the Silver and Black show, and he would bring us donuts, and we would just talk, and we would just hang out, and it was, I look back on those times so fondly now for multiple reasons. One, because I would just love to sit and eat donuts with people again, but soon, I hope very, very soon we will be doing that. But it is just any time that we get to hang out with Plunk, it's a good time. Throw Tom Flores, the Hall of Famer, in the mix. And, oh, things are good. We are excited. The energy is high here in the studio today. We're all feeling good, ready to rock. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, enjoy our conversation with the Hall of Famer, Tom Flores, and our good pal, Jim Plunkett. And guys, we are just so excited to have our first in-studio guest in this brand new, beautiful podcast studio, Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett. And I feel like it had to be you guys to kick this thing off. And this is, I know for you guys, obviously the first time in here. And Plunk, this is a nice little setup we got going. This is a little bit different than Alameda, huh?
Oh, it's great. All new equipment, shiny, bright rooms, a lot of things going on that we never had in Oakland or in L.A.
But, I mean, gosh, yeah, it's
state of the art.
It is state of the art. And it's funny, though, because up until, gosh, about a month ago, it was sitting all here, beautiful, ready to go, but we couldn't use it.
Right.
So I'm glad that we're now able to have a chance to do it. And Coach, I know you guys are here for, obviously, to talk to us and hang out, but another very special reason, the Flores to Canton special, which is going to air next Friday, February 19th at 6:30 p.m., that's got to be very exciting. It must have been nice to kind of be here, be in the mix, and kind of to celebrate all of your accomplishments.
Well, absolutely. It's always I always enjoyed coming back to the Raider facility, wherever it was. Sometimes you didn't know, where is it going to be this week? But this one is especially nice because of the Hall of Fame news that I received a week ago. And it's just been a glorious week. It's been a happy week. And looking forward to the rest of the festivities. So far, they've all been held down because of the virus. So I've been doing most of it by Zoom or virtually, and I haven't had a chance to do a lot of stuff live as a group because they haven't been doing it. They just are holding back.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to get you guys out here, though, so we could at least have a safe, socially distanced kind of celebration to kind of kick off the festivities, I guess. And like you said, it's been a few days now since the announcement came that you were going into the Hall of Fame. What have the past few days been like for you? Have you come off of that adrenaline high yet, or is it still just, like you said, a week of celebration and happiness?
Well, it's been very filled with emotion. And then first of all, I had to keep it secret for a week because I found out a week before they announced it, and they asked me to keep it a secret. So I did that, even from my children, which was very tough. But when I finally did announce it, you still didn't get the whole enchilada because it was done by Zoom or by a virtual announcement. and didn't get to go back to the Super Bowl and take part in all the festivities that usually are there.
Has it been nice to kind of connect with all these people who have reached out to you? I'm sure there's been so many folks that have congratulated you and sent their best, and you know, I'm sure said, "Hey, we're finally glad that you got in. It's about time." Has it been nice to enjoy? I know it's all virtual, and like you said, we don't get to have that kind of face-to-face contact as much as we used to. But has it been nice to be able to connect with people in that way since the announcement?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm still getting a lot of texts, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of letters, a lot of fan letters. So I'm still experiencing the fun, the high that you get from this type of an event. But what I haven't experienced yet is the gathering of groups. We're doing what we have to do in the manner of which we have to do it, and we're having fun doing it.
Absolutely. And staying safe and doing everything. Like you said, we're doing everything in the way that we can do it. And that's a great tease. Yeah. But Plunk, Coach was saying that he kept it a secret from even, you know, his kids didn't know. So were you in the dark too? Were you just as surprised and elated as all of us when you found out that Coach was going in?
I wasn't necessarily surprised, but I was certainly happy about it. I don't know exactly when I heard about it, but thrilled to death when I did hear about it. And happy for Tom, all the things he's accomplished as a player, assistant coach, head coach, general manager. Very very happy, very proud of him. He helped turn my career around when I got to the Raiders, without a doubt. And, a very special time for him and his family.
When you look back on Tom's career, Jim, when is there a moment where you were thinking to yourself, and I'm sure it came probably after you were done playing, where you're like, when you look at the body of work, you're like, this is a Hall of Fame career. I don't know why Coach isn't in the Hall of Fame yet.
Oh, without question. Yeah, he should have been a long time ago, in my opinion. The NFL, like everything else, is politics. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, Tom played under the shadow of Al Davis, and coached under the shadow of Al Davis, which is, a hard nut to crack. Not many people liked Al Davis throughout the league, for whatever reason. Not obviously valid at all, but that's just the way it was. But as I said, it's time has finally come, and we're all here to enjoy it and eventually watch him receive it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a celebration of the highest order is in order. And, Coach, we talked to Charles Woodson on Saturday night after he found out that he was going in, and we asked him about how much it means to him that he's not going to be the only Raider going in this class. And he just talked about you and everything that you've meant to his career, everything that he shared, some of the times that you've spent time together. And so now I'll ask you the same thing. What is it going to be like for you when you go into the hall and you'll have Charles right there next to you?
Well, I think that'll be neat. Here's one of the great players of our modern day era, and along with going in with one of the elderly players of the era several years ago, and we're both going to share the same room with a very limited, exclusive bunch of guys, and a lot of former Raiders are in there. So it's going to be fun. We're going to be amongst a lot of friends in that room and enjoy it all, and very proud of what we've done. So I'm happy for Charles. I'm happy for all the Raiders that have been in there. Jim Otto, who Jim and I started with the Raiders 61 years ago. Think about it. 61 years ago, he and I were the original Raiders in Santa Cruz, California. And so we have a lot of stories still to tell.
Plunk, you weren't even alive 61 years ago, I don't think.
I
think
oh,
you
yes,
were still.
Was.
No, you
thanks
weren't.
Thanks for thinking that. But
Jim,
I was around.
Oh,
he was
in diapers.
but Jim, going back to Charles, I'll ask you to put your analyst hat on for just a second, because you've had such an interesting, great viewpoint of everything Raiders the past, four decades, What made Charles so good? I mean, it's so easy to say, like, oh, he was a ball hawk, and oh, he was so aggressive, and oh, he could get after the quarterback too. But I mean, when you look at Charles Woodson, to me anyways, he looks like the complete defensive back. Like, when you're drawing up a defensive back, it is Charles Woodson, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I would agree to that. Speed, athletic ability, but a knack for, being where the ball is, reading the quarterback's eyes. Those are things that, sometimes for some people it's special. Some people work hard at it, and yet some are better than others. And Charles' overall experience and the way he approaches things, plus, you know, his preparation. You know, he studies the quarterback, studies the receivers, knows when they're going to break in, when they're going to break out. I mean, he just gets a jump on them. And you know, that's a quality that's hard to find. He almost anticipates what the receiver's move is going to be, and he's right there to break it up or intercept the ball. But just a great athlete. And, you know, he was a special guy when he was playing.
Yeah, and he's, you know, one of the greatest all time. And he's going to Canton for a reason. And, Coach, I got kind of a random one for you. So we were talking to Art Schell last week after the 30 for 30 came out. And we were kind of just talking about the Zoom call that you guys were on and kind of just retelling old stories. And I asked Art, I said, did Coach Flores ever yell at you? And he said that you never yelled at him his entire career. So I got to ask, did you ever yell at Plunk?
I probably did, maybe during a game. You had to sometimes during a game. But I didn't have time to be yelling and screaming too much. There was no reason to. I played the game, and I didn't like to be yelled at. But if I deserved it, I took it. And Jim was that way. If he deserved to be yelled at, you take it and move on. That's just the way the game is. If you're sensitive, you're not going to get very far in this game.
Plunk, did he ever yell at you?
Not that I recall, but
really?
He did ask me questions, you know.
Sure.
And I've seen Tom get a little excited, especially say we have had a bad game or things weren't going well, and we'd have a team meeting, and you know he'd get on us, you know, pretty good. Not really yell, but really be stern like. But during the course of a game, not so much. You know, he prepared us. He figured we were ready to go because of the preparation we had all week long. And now, you know, he's a mild mannered guy, you know, for the most part, and that's just his personality.
That's incredible to me to think about, though, because you think about all the emotions that are going on in a football game, especially in some of the games that you guys were playing in the playoffs, conference championships, Super Bowls, and the fact that there was no you look at the Super Bowl this year and everyone's beside themselves on the sidelines. It's just such a kind of difference from what we see, you know.
Yeah, it's a contrast of you know what goes on to with most teams and most coaches. You know, some people are just yellers and screamers, and you know that's just their personality as well. Tom was not that way, obviously. And they call him the Iceman for a reason: cool, calm, and collected during the course of a ball game. But you know, when we did something wrong or we didn't perform the way he expected us to, he let us know in his own way.
Sure. And just wrapping it up with Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett, and Coach, and I'll ask you the same thing in a sec, Jim, but you know, both of you, two beloved characters in this Raiders community, two folks that the fans have such an admiration for. And now with Coach going to the Hall of Fame, you know, this organization that has been at the forefront for pioneers, for trailblazing, for equality, for all those types of things, to have a little bit more Latino representation in the Hall of Fame, Coach, I imagine that has to mean a lot to you at this for you to go in at this stage and for it to mean so much to not only the Raiders community, but within the Raiders community, the Latino folks in that community.
Being Hispanic and being one of the first and few, one of the fewer, that's not the reason. I did what I did because I was a football player. I loved the game, and I was a football coach. The fact that I was Hispanic just went along with the package. That was what I did. I did it. You know, I was successful, not because I was of my heritage. I was successful because of my actions. But the fact that I am Hispanic is a great, you know, it shows that it can be done. You know, and nowadays, climate, atmosphere of today where equality is so important, especially with Black Lives Matter and all that stuff going on, minorities are very important, especially to this country. The Hispanics take up a major part of this country. So why not? Why can't we do it? Si se puedes. That's the motto. Yes, we can. And why can't we? And let's do it.
Yeah, and you just showed him that you absolutely could. And Jim, we were talking to Omar Ruiz a couple of weeks ago from NFL Network, and when we were talking about Tom's candidacy to go in the Hall, and he said that, you know, the one thing that'll be really important for him and to show his kids when Tom goes in the Hall of Fame, it'll be like, look, there's someone who looks like you that lived a similar life to you, and you can achieve the highest excellence in professional football. And I imagine for a Mexican-American guy like yourself as well, that seeing Tom as an example, as like Tom said, as someone who shows that, hey, we can do it, that's got to mean an awful lot.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, you work hard, you strive to be the best at whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, but you want to be the best at what you're doing at the time, whether it be football, business, what have you. It's you know, it's your work ethic. It's how hard you work at it, how much time you put in. But you want to be successful no matter what you're doing. And the same for Tom, same for me. We're going to show who we are, what we're made of, regardless of what we look like.
Yeah, very well said. And gentlemen, I've taken up so much of your time, so I appreciate it. But hopefully the next time that we're together, and we talked about having a celebration, right? Hopefully the next time we're together, we can actually drink a few of these great ice-cold Coors Lights and not just have to look at them as props, right?
Yeah, that's it. Frank Coors Light.
Jim,
when I was doing that commercial, they just gave me empty cans. I had no Coors Light.
Whoa. They gave you empty cans? There wasn't even beer in them?
Yeah, they couldn't use, I guess, a full can to make the commercial. But after the day was over, they gave me one ice cold one, so that was well worth the wait.
Yeah, you earned that one. Well, gentlemen, like I said, we appreciate you so much. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you guys soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And a huge, sincere, hearty thank you to both Jim and Tom for coming to hang out with us. And as I mentioned, guys, make sure you tune in for the Floor is the Canton special airing February 9th at 6:30 p.m. Make sure you lock in because I'll tell you guys a little something. So the pod studio here is right next to the control room at HQ. So I was able to watch the magic, you know, the behind the scenes for a little bit when I showed up today to get ready to record. And it looks pretty cool. A very, very cool special. So make sure you guys all tune in for that. Like I said, Floris Decayton, February 19th, 6:30 p.m. Be there. DVR it. Whatever. Just make sure you tune in. So Freddie Pascal, Engineer Jim, our friend Alexandra behind the glass making us sound much, much better than we do in real life, our guest this week, the Hall of Famer, Tom Flores, and our buddy, Jim Plunkett, and everyone else at Silver and Black Production who helps get our little program from A to Z, we thank you deeply, humbly, and oh so sincerely. And Raider Nation, in the meantime, before we can hang out together and be, you know, celebrate in person, stay safe, stay healthy, and we will catch you guys next week for another episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people to be with those they love. We're pilots, flight attendants, and technicians, but we're also parents, spouses, and neighbors. And just like you, we're excited to reconnect with the people and places that matter most. That's why we're going the distance for health and safety, on the ground and in the air. Because the further we go now, the safer it'll be to go farther tomorrow. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, only at Allegiant.com.